Okay, today's shiur is Daf Kuf Chaf. We're starting 7 lines from the bottom on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Vamrei Shlokish and Shem Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Eim Vapam Tanakish Beis Rabban. We don't stop yeshiva students from learning. Afilu Abinyan Beis Hamikdash. Even if we need them to learn, to build the Beis Hamikdash, we need them, or we need their teachers. Doesn't make a difference. Learning that learning Torah goes first. This is what I heard from my fathers. Some say we heard it from your fathers. Any city in which there are no Talmud Torahs, where children are learning, is destroyed. But like Rashi explains, machriven means that it's destroyed, but there's something left. Ravinama machriven asam. Machriven is even a stronger language that's totally decimated with nothing left over. Amar Rava, loychav Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was not destroyed. El b'shvil shapaskim mena anshi amana. The only reason Yerushalayim was destroyed because there was no longer in Yerushalayim honest people. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Shaitatu b'chutzus Yerushalayim, go out to the yards of Yerushalayim, Uruna du'u, and go out and see, Ubikshi b'chasel, and look in its streets, Imtimtsa ish oisa mishpat, if there's anybody acting correctly, Mavakish amuna, honestly, v'eslachla, and if there is such a person, I will forgive it. Ask the Gemara, Eini v'amar avkatina, afilu b'shas kishloinu shushalayim, even when Yerushalayim was in its state of decline, loy paskum and anshe amona, honest people remained there, there was no end to that. Shinema, as the pasuk says in Yeshayo, ki yispa ish b'achiv beis aviv, one person grabs hold of his relative, he says, simlcha, and we'll explain that soon, katzin tialonim. So Mar explains, Tavaron shnei adam behem kesimla, things that people cover themselves up like with a blanket. You know, it's like Torah, that things that are covered up, that only certain people are able to answer because they're covered up. Not everybody knows the answer. You, one person approaches, the other person says to them, you have these quality of being able to answer these questions. And he continues saying to this person, the stumbling block is with you. Things that people don't really understand unless they make a mistake. That means to really understand Torah, you have to work at it, and you ask questions, and you give answers you don't understand until you get to the right pshat. You know the Divrei Torah, and therefore, we request of you, Katzin Tialanu, you should be an officer, you should be a leader. Yisa b'yomahu lemer. So the person will respond. Says the Gemara, Loi eyechayvish, I will not be such a person. And the Gemara explains this pasuk. En yisa el lashon shvua. Yisa means that he will swear. The Kaino Aymer that says in the Aseret HaDibros, when it says that you're not allowed to swear falsely. Loi sisa Hashem elokecha. And the person explains why. Loi eyechayvish. I will not be from those that lock themselves up into the Beis Medrash. And in my home there's no bread and no clothing, meaning I really don't know any Torah Shebek Sav, nor Torah Shebek Peh. So you see that he's honest. And if he doesn't know, he says he doesn't know. So why is the Gemara saying that there were no longer any more honest people in Yerushalayim? Umamai says the Gemara, it's not a proof that he's honest. Dilma Hashani Hassam, you know why he gives the answer there? Not because he's necessarily honest, but rather the Imamalu Gamarnu, if he'll say, you know what, I do know how to learn. So you're gonna get caught. Amalon, Amrulay Amalon, we'll ask him say a shir, and he won't be able to say a shir. So he'll get caught. So it's not because of his honesty that he's saying he doesn't know how to learn. He's saying it because he has no option. Says the Gemara, if he wasn't honest, Havlei Lameimer, He could have said, Gomer v'shachach, that I did learn, but I now forgot it. The fact that he was honest and said, I never knew it, that does prove that there were honest people. Maloy ayachavish, because what does he mean when he says, I don't know that I can't be in the yeshiva? Because klaloy, I don't know how to learn. So why do you have to be so brutally honest? It must be because they were honest people. So the Gemara, you're right. Loy kasha. Kamba divrei Torah, kamba maaseh matan. When it comes to divrei Torah, the people were honest. When we said in the Gemara that people weren't honest, it means in business dealings. That we have no indication that there were honest people in business indication. As we finish the sugya, so we've learned, the Mashah explains this at length. We don't have really time to review the whole Mashah, but the Mashah says that the Gemara here mentioned seven Averis for which Yerushalayim was destroyed. It says the Mashah that in his time, those seven Averis, Klal Yisrael hadn't yet corrected, and perhaps in our times, we also still need to work on some of these issues, because as we know, the Gemara says, Kol Dor, any generation, She'en Beis HaMikdash Nivna B'Yomav, in which the Beis HaMikdash was not built, Kilo Nechra B'Yomav, was like destroyed, because if we're not doing the right thing, then the Beis HaMikdash is not built. So we ought to reflect on these Averis and see if we could fix them so we could have a Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Matzilin Salma Lekipras. If there's a fire, you could carry out a whole basket full of bread. Even if you have enough loaves for 100 meals. V'igol shel dveli, you could carry out a circle of pressed figs. V'chavel shel yayin, and a big barrel of wine. Furthermore, go out, and you could also salvage food on your behalf, on your own behalf. If these people who are salvaging food are smart, says the Mishnah, they will make with him a calculation after Shabbos. We'll explain what kind of calculation in the Gemara. Now the question is like this. This person, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, could take out a whole basket of bread. But he only could take out one basket. What's going to be the halacha on the people, not the person who owns the house, which is on fire? That they're also allowed to now, we say, that I can ask them to take out things on my behalf. How much could they carry out? So it's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that only the person who owns the house, since as we've been learning this whole parak, isharslay, if you're going to let him do too much, oslech puye, he may come to extinguish the fire. So on the owner of the house, on him I limit how much he's allowed to take out. But somebody else could take, we don't have that concern, and he could take out as much as he wants. On the other hand, we might say that no, this halacha doesn't differentiate between the person who owns the house or not. Everybody has the limits. So it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah is machriya, he paskins like this. If the person who's taking out the food, if my neighbor, my friend, is taking out the food from my house, if he intends to keep it for himself, then the halacha is he has the same limitations as I do. If on the other hand, he doesn't intend to keep it for himself, he intends to return it to me, so then he's not saving it for himself. So this concern that in the heat of the moment, he'll do more than he's allowed to doesn't really exist, because he's not that pressured. He's not keeping it for himself anyway. And then Mr. Bruce says he can take out as much as he wants.
Adam Baal
Mamonoi, if it's going to keep it for yourself. Exactly. Mr. Bruce says that Chai Adam says that. We're going to talk about that in Gemara in a moment. Lechem Atzilan Asan, to wear may this food be taken. So the Tanakhama says, L'chatz merevis, specifically to a chatz which there's an Erev, so where you could carry even with Rabbonon. But Meseira Oimer, I feel a shen merevis. Even if it's my yard, but the halacha is the way we explained many times. They had the courtyard, many houses opening up to the courtyard. And since my house is my private house, the courtyard is sheared, so you can't carry to the courtyard without an Erev. He says, "B'seira, under these circumstances, we will allow him to carry into the Erev, to the Chatzar, even if there's no Erev." L'sham Maitzi, continues the Mishnah, to there you may carry, kol klei tishmishai, not only the food, but all utensils, plates, and silverware,
Period. Continues the Mishnah. Now what about clothing? Till now we were speaking about food. What about clothing? So the Tanakam says, he puts on whatever he could put on, he wraps himself in whatever he could wrap himself up. As much as goes. Rabbi Yossi says, he could only put on 18 garments. Because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, 18 garments, Rabbi Yossi says, is part of the normal person's attire. So that he's allowed to wear. But just to pile on clothing, you're not allowed to. Now continues the Mishnah. The chayz of a loibish emaitzi, and he could come back and take out more. So there's a very big machlokes, Rashi and other Rishonim, how to learn this line. Rashi learns that the chayz of a loibish is going back to the Tanakama. That the Tanakama says not only could you wear as much as it goes, you could put on as much as you can, go out, take it off, and then come back on and pile yourself up again, and keep on going back and forth. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Rashi says, the halacha will be that no, you got these 18 garments, and that's it, no more, and you can't come back for more. That's how Rashi learns. Others say that the chayz of Aloivish is both on the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. They both agree, whatever they hold, you could do it as many times as you want. And the Rambam, interestingly, learns just the opposite. That only Rabbi Yossi lets you go back, not the Tanakhama. And furthermore, says the Mishnah, I could tell other people to wear clothing and take it out. So explains the Ran, why are we more lenient in wearing clothing than in carrying out food? Because since you're doing it in a manner of wearing, so you're never going to have a shal of a deraisa. Because when you wear a malbush, you can never have a deraisa. And that keeps you in check. That's why we're more lenient by clothing than we are by food. Ask the Gemara. Here we said that you could take out a barrel that has 100 chalas in it. Ask the Gemara, V'tana le'reisha, we just learned earlier in this parak, gimel sudai v'sulai, you could only carry out the mat for 3 meals, not anymore. Answers the Gemara, Amr Rav Huna lo'kasha, ka b'bola hatzel, ka b'bola kapel. Bola hatzel, matzel as kula. So the way you have to explain this answer is like this. Here, what's happening in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, the person is carrying out a container. He's carrying out one container. In one container, it could be 100 meals. But it's only one container. So that's why I allow you to carry out, even though it has in it many meals worth of food. On the other hand, if you're carrying it out and separate containers, then the halacha is that you could only carry out enough for 3 meals. Rav Abba Bazav the Omar, Rav Idiv Bala Kappa. Both are talking that you're carrying it out in separate containers. V'loy kasha. But kan lo isa chatzar. If you're carrying it to the chatzar right by your home, there you could carry out a large amount. As we learned in our Mishnah, when you're carrying out to a further chatzar, they were only let you take out the minimum 3 suits. Ask the Gemara. By Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, Pirish Talisoi, the Kippel, the Hiniach, the Kippel Viniach, Mai, Kabbalah Hatzel Dami, Kabbalah Kapel Dami. So I'll explain this question. We just differentiated in the first Teretz between if you're carrying it out in one container. If you're carrying it out in one container, you can carry out a large amount. If you're carrying it out in separate containers, there the halacha is that you can only carry out as much as you need for 3 meals. So the Gemara's question is a very practical question. What this person is going to do is empty out a bunch of small containers into one large container. Will that be mutter or asr? What are the two sides of the shayla? Two sides of the shayla like this. The easy side is, at the end of the day, he's only carrying out one container. And we said that if you're carrying out one container, you could carry out as much as you want in it. That's on one side of the shayla. On the other hand, maybe we said that you could carry out one container because there was no specific tircha. There's no extra exertion in taking out one container because all this food that we carried out in the Mishnah was in one container anyway. But if I have to go through a specific tircha of emptying out all the small containers into the large container, perhaps that part of Mishnah won't be makel. Let's read it inside. Bar Rav Huna Bered Rav Shua, Pirish Talisoi, he
opened up his garment, the kippel, and he unloaded stuff onto it, the kippel and the yech, and then he unloads more. My kabbalah hatzel dummy, is it considered like he's taking it all out in one container and it'll be mutter? A kabbalah kapel dummy, and it'll be asr. Says the Gemara, mid amar Rava, since Rava made the following statement, after Rav Shizbi or Rav Chizda, Rav Shizbi made a mistake and said the Dorash, and said the following halacha, a Gemara we spoke about in Daf Kuv Yud Zayin. The Gemara says that if a barrel of wine breaks on the roof, you're allowed to bring a barrel to catch the wine that's dripping. Said Rav Shizbi, the barrel you bring to catch should not be larger than the amount of wine you need for three meals. So Rav Shizbi, we said, made a mistake. He says you could only bring a small barrel. We who know different, as the Gemara is going to explain, B'shapadami could bring even a big barrel. Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzel Rava, my Tulsa. What was his mistake? Like we explained. Amalei, because the Tani Rav Shizbi said, Ovachla Yavi Kli Achav Yiklet, you're not allowed to only bring a different, another utensil to catch the wine mid-ear. Kli Achav Yitzarif, or put another utensil by the side of the roof and catch the runoff. So what's the halacha? Kli Achavu Doloi, Dafka, another keli, you're not allowed to bring. Ava hu mana, but in one big utensil, the halacha will be kam the bayim matzel. So we see that as much as goes into one utensil, even though it's more than three sudas, is mutter. So too, he wants to say, in our Gemara, if you carry out a large barrel, even though you had to unload a bunch of small containers into it, it'll be mutter. Ask the mashah the obvious question. In that case, I'm bringing a barrel. The halacha is I'm allowed to bring one barrel to catch the wine that's spilling out. So the halacha is, I can bring a small one, I can bring a big one, I can bring whatever one I want. In our case, it's not just that you're bringing one barrel. You're bringing a bunch of small containers to load into the big container. So how could you compare the two cases? Mashas kasha. So it's a very strong question. The Chazon Ish says that the point the Gemara is trying to make is that as long as you only carry out one container, I don't care what happened before. The bottom line is we look at what you're carrying out. And if you're carrying only one container, I don't care what size it is. So we learned in the Mishnah that he could carry out all these things, and he makes a cheshbon, he makes a calculation with the people. Cheshbon, mayavidatei. Ask the Gemara, what kind of cheshbon? Mefkeru kazachu. Aren't these people taking it from Hefker? So, a few things. First of all, the Meiri says from here, from our Mishnah we see, from this Gemara, we see that on Shabbos you're allowed to make something Hefker. It's not considered Mecca Chememka, that the halacha is in Shabbos you're not allowed to do business. Here you see that, so maybe making something Hefker will be considered doing business. Here we see you're allowed to make something Hefker. The Ritva disagrees with the Meiri. He says that it's only in the case of our Mishnah, when you have a fire, that's when Chazal allowed you to make something Hefker. But normally, you're not allowed to make something Hefker. Why is the Gemara assuming that the person who had the fire, when he told his neighbors and friends, come and say whatever you want, he was mafkrit? Because Rashi explains, because look at the Lashon of the Mishnah. Look at the terminology of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bo v'tzil lechem, it's yours, take whatever you want. So that means it's Hefker. The Ran says a different pshat. The Ran says the halacha is Hamatzel mizuta shalyam. Let's say something of mine fell into the depths of the ocean, and then you go and you salvage it, it's yours, it's not mine. Because the Chazal said that what fell into the depths of the ocean is no longer mine, it's gone. So he says the same thing in our Mishnah. The helm is on fire, so whatever is there is lost, and that's why it's like Hefker. So now the question is, why doesn't Rashi learn like the Ran? So I saw there are a lot of answers to this kasha. I'll mention two. One answer is, in the case of Zuta Shiyam, the person whose object falls into the Zuta Shiyam, he doesn't have any way of getting it, and he assumes that it's gone. So whoever takes it to keep it. Here, true, maybe the person that went to salvage it is the kind of person, he's not going to do me a favor. But maybe somebody else would do me a favor and would save it and not to keep it for himself. Or you could always maybe ask a guy who you're allowed to ask to do a malacha under these circumstances. So since I always have in the back of my mind that there's a way for me to get it in a derech hamutter, that's why I'm not ready to be mafkir. That's one answer. Another answer I saw from the Beis Yosef is like this. Something that falls into zutu shel yam, something that falls into the depths of the ocean, it's physically impossible to salvage. It's deep in the ocean. So that's why Chazal said it's considered like hefker. Here, we're not dealing with an object that's not physically possible to catch, to save. You could go in and save it. It's only a halachic issue. A halachic issue does not make it be considered like zutu shel yam. So the question is, if it's hefker, what kind of a cheshbon are these people making with me at night? It's theirs. Amar Rav Chisda, midas chesidus shanu kan. You're right. By right, it's theirs. But we're dealing with people who are going the extra mile and are don't want to keep it. Something that's not theirs. Amar Rava, chesida, agu d'shav shashakli. If you're calling them chesidim, and what kind of people are there? They're keeping something that they earned on Shabbos. That's a chassid. El Amarava, hocha b'Yerushimayim miskinim. We're speaking about people not on the level of chassidim, they're on the level of Yerushimayim. Nichalei d'lashanim acherim. On one hand, they don't want to live off somebody else for free. However, b'chinen namlo nichalei d'litrach. But they're not ready to work for nothing. V'chkama. V'im ha'yipichin. If these people are smart, the yadi the high gavin la'ischar Shabbos, who they know that taking money for salvaging these items is not considered earning money on Shabbos. Why? Because it wasn't something that was made up from before. Do the job, and I'll pay you for it. So they, these smart people who know the halacha, oisim ma'ches melachas Shabbos, could take the items, take the food out, return it to me matzoi Shabbos, but ask for wages for what they did. So, ask the Gemara. This story of Kiveg explains this Gemara. The Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah spoke twice about me asking my friends and neighbors to salvage things for me. However, by food, the Mishnah used the Lashon, Bohu v'atzilu lochem, for yourself. By clothing, it said, Bohu v'atzilu imi, with me. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ishna hokadik tani lochem, or Ma'ishna hokadik tani imi? Answered the Gemara. By food, how much could I take out? Halachically, I only have a right to take out 3 meals. Afterwards, I can't take anything. So therefore, I'm telling my friends, take, because if you don't take it, it's gone. By food, it says, do it with me. Because if, by clothing, do it with me. Why with me? Because since the halacha, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, is I could keep on going back into the house, put on the garments, go out, take them off, go back. So there's no, it's not that the only way that these garments can be salvaged is if the friends take it. It can also be salvaged if I take it. Therefore, it's not considered lochem, it's only imi. Tan rabbanan. Loivish umaitzi, upayshit. The person puts on these clothing, goes out, takes them off. Could go back and forth all day long. Divrei Rameya. You could only wear 18 and not more. What are the 18? We'll do the best we can with them. Mekatrin is like his jacket. Unkali is like the coat or the over jacket. Upunda is a belt around the coat. Kalbish shel pishtin is like a vest. V'chaluk is like the underwear. V'apilyos is like some sort of a scarf. U'maparis is like a turban. V'shneima parkin is like two leg things to cover his legs. V'shneima nalim is 2 shoes. Vishnei Ampalios is 2 sacks. Obeis Paragat is like leggings. The Chogish Muslim is a belt. The Kovish Shabaroshoi is a hat. The Sudish Shabaroshoi is like a kerchief that he wears around his neck. Sudish Shabaroshoi is a kerchief he wears around the neck. So.
That's the thing, is a tie.
Now, so I want to tell you two things Rav Moshe takes out from this Gemara, Lalach L'maisa. The first thing Rav Moshe says is that one of the first things we mentioned is that he could wear a coat. There was a Shaila asked to Rav Moshe, is a person allowed to wear in the summer a talus cotton made out of wool? Because if the day is very hot, aren't we concerned that he may take it off? Is he allowed to wear it on Shabbos? So Rav Moshe brings a ride from this Gemara, he's allowed to. He says, what's the case in this Gemara? He's putting on a coat. It's a hot day. The Gemara is not talking that's only in the winter. It could be in the summer. And there's a fire burning, so it's quite hot. Still, the Gemara says that he's allowed to wear the coat, and I'm not worried he's going to carry it. Says Rav Moshe, if I'm not worried that he's going to carry the coat, which he doesn't really need to wear, I certainly shouldn't have to worry that he's going to take off the tzitzis, which he's supposed to wear. Then Rav Moshe says a different thing from this Gemara. The Rashi says, v'sudashib tzavaroi, so Rashi doesn't say it's a tie. Rashi says, v'tzuluyin roi shalafonov, v'kachba piv enov. It was a handkerchief that you used to wipe your face with, your eyes, your face. So you see that a handkerchief, this is not a malbush. Ostensibly, everything we're speaking about here is a malbush, is a garment. This is not a malbush, it's not a garment. So you see from here that anything that's used by a person, you're allowed to wear. So this is a raya that you feel allowed to wear a watch. Even though a watch is not a garment, but it's something you wear for use. So maybe you should have a raya that you're allowed to wear a watch. Right. Rav Shimon ben Nanas Amar, Parson Ar Shagdi Agabesheda Tevin Migdal. Now we're talking about there's a fire in Chas V'Shalom, and what are you allowed to do to contain the fire? Because as we know, kibui, extinguishing a fire, is certainly asr. Gram kibui, which means causing extinguishing, is also asr. So now the shaila is what is mutter and what is asr. Says Rav Shimon ben Nanas, Parson Ar Shagdi Agabesheda Tevin Migdal, you're allowed to spread out a leather piece of gdi, of goat, on top of the closet or box that's on fire. Shach ben arb neshbacharuk. It singes it. It just contains it. It doesn't extinguish it. Furthermore, says Rav Shimon ben Anas, voice mechitz mekol hakelim. You ought to make a partition out of barrels. Bein melein bein yishrikonim. Whether these barrels are full or empty. B'shvil shloi tavred leikam. In order to contain the fire that should not spread. He says, new earthenware utensils that are full of water are usher. Why? They certainly cannot absorb the fire. They got back and they certainly were burst. Or mechamnes b'leik and extinguish the fire. Om Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Talch sh'ochz ba'or. You have a garment that was on fire, as the halacha says, Rabbi Yehuda, mitzad echad, if the fire is on one side of it, noisen like mayim mitzad echer, you put water on the other side of the garment, then kafsa kafsa. And if when the fire reaches that side of the garment, it gets extinguished, so be it. Asks Tosis, what about the problem of kibbutz? If you're making a garment wet, you're doing kibbutz. You're not allowed to launder, make a garment wet. So Tosfos asks the Kasha here. He answers the question, Daf Kofir Aleph. He says, when the Gemara says here that you put water, it doesn't mean that you actually put water on the garment, because putting water on the garment is kibbutz. It means you put water near the garment. Other Rishonim say that the only time there's an Isser of kibbutz is with clean water or with a dirty garment. Here we're talking that the garment wasn't dirty or the water that was used wasn't clean water. Meisvei, ask the Gemara on this psak, tal shachs ba'or, it says in the Braisa, if there's a garment that's on fire, mitzad echad, is the halacha poishta miskasba. If it's folded, you could open it up and so contain the fire. Vim kofsa kofsa. Similarly, we can't say v'tayra chas v'sholem, shachs ba'or, that's on fire. Is the halacha poishta v'karaboy, vim kover v'kover. If it goes out, it goes out. But not put water on the other side, yet the previous psak was that you could even put water on the other side of the garment. And says the Gemara, who the Amar Krib Shimon ben Anas? This psak goes according to Shimon ben Anas. That said, just like Shimon ben Anas said in our Mishnah, that you could put a piece of leather on top of the chest that's burning, so too, he'll allow you to put water on the other side of the talus. And says the Gemara, Eimed Amar Rav Shimon Bananas. You know why Rav Shimon Bananas was lenient in the Mishnah? Mnei Shemcharev. Because like we learned, it only singes the leather, and that's how it's contained. But not that it actually extinguishes the fire. Gram Kibui Miyomer. But would Rav Shimon Bananas allow the causing of extinguishing? Here it's not just going to contain the fire. When the fire will hit the wet garment, it's going to go out. Says the Gemara, in. Rav Shimon Bananas allows you to do that also. What's the raya? Midatani Sefer, what did it say at the end of our Mishnah that we just learned? It said at the end of the Mishnah, Rav Yossi Oysb Klicheres Chadoshim Malayim Mayim, he said that you're not allowed to use new earthenware that are full of water. Why? She'eni Yechayin L'Kabos Ar, because since they're new earthenware, they're not strong enough to absorb the fire. Ve'hi Mispakin Mechabin, and that's why they will burst and extinguish the fire as the Dleika. Who said that? Rav Yossi. Because Rav Yossi holds that Gram Kibui is awesome. Mechlal, the Tanakama, not only does he allow the leather, but he even will allow the water, because he holds Gram Kibui Ishari. Tana Rabbana, we learned on a Braisa. Ner Shal Gabe Tavlo, if you have a candle. And again, let's remember, how did most of these candles look? It was a cup with oil on it, with a wick on top. And then this is on top of a board. Menaras a tavla, and you want to get to the board. The halach is you're allowed to shake off, so you're not allowed to touch the candle. The candle is muksa. The halach is menaras a tavla. You're allowed to shake the board. Vina fellas, and it falls off. Vim kofsa kofsa, and if the candle falls off, if the candle gets extinguished, so be it. Why? Again, because this is not kibui. It's not that you were actually extinguishing the candle. You just were shaking it off. And if it gets extinguished, it's no more than gram kibui, which you just learned is mutter. Amid debay Rabbi Yanai. So they explained in the yeshiva Rabbi Yanai. Loi shonel b'shecheach. When is the halacha that you're allowed to pick up? This is a din of muksa. When is the halacha that you're allowed to pick up the board that has the candle on it? It's only if you didn't realize before Shabbos that you left the candle on this board. You left the candle on the table. Ava b'maniach, if you specifically, intentionally, left the candle on the table, or on the board, then nasis bosses davar asur, then this board is a bosses to the candle, and the halacha is that a bosses of a muksa attains the same din as the muksa. So you will not be allowed to move the board. Why am I allowed to move the board? I'm only allowed to move the board because it wasn't a bosses. When isn't it a bosses? If I didn't leave it there intentionally. If I left it intentionally, then it's a bosses. And that's why we said this halacha many times. That's why you on Friday, when you put your candelabra on the table, you should be careful to leave on the table also something that's not muksa. Because otherwise, the table will become a bosses l'davar asur, and you will not be allowed to move the table. Or the anything that's or if you have a tray under the candelabra, it would be the same halacha. Now Tosfos asks another question. We learned earlier in the Masechta that hamistapik min hashemen, if you do anything to make the oil spill out, it's aser. So how come over here when you're moving the board with the candelabra on it with the oil in the cup, it's a mistapik min hashemen and it should be aser? Oh, so some say that it has to be a wax candle. Some say, or some say that we're dealing with there's no oil left. So there's no problem stopping min Hashem. That's Tosfos types. Continues the Gemara. Tana, we learned in a Braisa. Ner shechol edelos, if you have a candle by the door, peseich v'noil kedarkoi. You got to open and close the door. This could be very relevant la'loch l'maisa. Are you allowed to open the door in your dining room if you have the candle on, that it may go out? So he says, "V'kafsa mos kafsa." Layit lo Rav. So Rav was upset. He cursed. Amle Ravina Rav Acha b'Rei D'Rava. V'amle Rav Acha b'Rei D'Rava l'Rasha. My time in Layit lo Rav. Why was Rav so upset? Ile mishum b'sav lo k'Rav Yehuda. Because Rav holds like Rav Yehuda that a dovish a miskavin is usher. And that's why, even though it wasn't my intention in opening the door to extinguish the fire, still it's Osir and Tana. And the Tana that said differently, K'tana like Rav Shimon, that Dovish and Miskaven is Mutter, Ask the Gemara. Good. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav sov like Rabbi Yehuda. Call the Tanik Rav Shimon. So if somebody disagrees and he holds like Rav Shimon, mail it, lie it lay, so he cursed the person. So he doesn't agree with you, but he has Rav Shimon to rely on. Says the Gemara, Amalei Baha Fil Rav Shimon Maidu. Rav holds that in this case, even Rav Shimon would agree that it's usher to open the door. Why? Because as we said many times, where it's inevitable, Rav Shimon agrees that it's usher. And here it's inevitable that when you open the door, the fire will go out. So now we need to understand what's pshat in the mandamah that says you're allowed to open it. If it's a psik reisha, and everybody... If it's a psik reisha, so why does this mandamah hold that it's mutter? So one teretz is, the teretz that Mashah says, is that it's not really a pure psik reisha. It's curved psik reisha. It's pretty inevitable, but it's not for sure it's going to happen. Rav will hold that something that's curved psik reisha has the same halacha like a psik reisha. And the other mandamah holds, no, it has to be mamish psik reisha. But another pshat I saw is like this. It's an interesting pshat. The truth is, besides it being a dovish and a miskavim, it's also a malach shen tzrich legufa. When I open the door, I don't want to extinguish the fire. So if it's a malach shen tzrich legufa, it's a psik reisha by a malach of the rabbanon. Because if Shimon holds a malach shen tzrich legufa is only us mid the rabbanon, not mid the raisa. And that shita holds that that's the machloikas of Rav and the other mandama here. Rav will hold that a psik reisha, even by a drabonon, is also. And the Tana will hold that a psik reisha by mlocha drabonon is mutter. And since it's mlocha and tzrich leguf, it's a drabonon. Others disagree, and they say they can't be pshat. Because when, even if we hold that Rav Shimon is mekel by psik reisha drabonon, that's only when it's a pure drabonon. But if it's a drabonon, because it's only because of Mloch Shein Tzrich Legufa, the Shara Melech says that the Shalom Eishiv and the Shara Melech both say that's not, we don't have a tour of Psik Reisha of a drabonon. But there is a wonderful question here. We learned the Shita Sa'aruch that a Psik Reisha de Loi Nichalei is not called a Psik Reisha. And here, we're dealing with Psik Reisha de Loi Nichalei. The Rashba asked this question, and still the Gemara is calling it a Psik Reisha. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Psech Adam Dals Kenegim Medur B'Shabbos. A person could open up a door in front of the flame on Shabbos, even though by opening up the door it'll fan the flame and it'll get bigger. Light the Abaya. So Abaya was upset. Again, but Mayaskin, what exactly is the situation? Ilayim V'Ruach Mitzuya, that it's a regular wind, and if an irregular wind will make the fan go, the fly go stronger. My time demand the usher. That the regular wind won't make it go stronger. So why should be usher? It's a day where there's a very strong wind. So my time demand the shari. How can you say it's mutter? It'll certainly fan the fire. It says the Gemara, we're dealing with it's not such a strong wind that will not necessarily fan the flyer. Masover. The one that says it's Osir holds Gazrinan. We make Exer by Ruach She'ena Metsuya. By Ruach Metsuya because of Ruach She'ena Metsuya. On Masover, like Gazrinan, we don't make Exer by Ruach Metsuya because of Ruach She'ena Metsuya. And a very interesting Taisus. Taisus says, therefore a person should be careful not to open up a door. Let's say you have a fireplace. Don't open up a window or a door near your fire because you make the fire go higher. Even if it's a Ruach Metsuya, it should be Osir according to the Gemara we just learned. So we learned, Eisen Mechitza, that you're allowed to make this partition out of barrels full of liquid. And like we explained, Tanakamer, Rav Shimon Nanas is more Mekel and Gram Kiboy, Rav Yossi is more Machma. Remember the Rabbanan, so the way we analyzed our Mishnah was, the Rabbanan Savri Gram Kiboy Mutar, Rav Yossi Savri Gram Kiboy Usar. Ask the Gemara of Chashem in the law, we learned the Bryce just the opposite. The Tanya says in a Braisa, you're allowed to make a partition out of full or empty utensils, ones that will not burst because of the fire. Which are the ones will normally not burst? If they're made out of metal. Rav Yosef Amar Kli Af Kli Kfar Sichem Kli Kfar Chananya. Even these earthenware kalim ain't darka mishtaber, will not normally break. So what do we see here? The Rav Yosef is the one that's more maker. What do we find in the Mishnah? The Rav Yosef is the one that's more machmer. V'chi teima epech masnisen. Maybe what we should do is revert the shittas in the Mishnah, have Rav Yosef being the maker and Rav Shimon ben Anas being the machmer. Rav Yosef the brayser of the vrem kama, and Rav Yosef the brayser is saying like this: I am maker with everything. You rabbanon, you Rav Shimon ben Anas, you rabbanon who are not that maker, at least be maker by these klei kvasich and klei kvachaninyan. Says the Gemara, you can't say that pshat. Umi motza apkuslei. Vom rabba v'tachlif mishmei the rav. Man tana gram kibu is also. Who is the tana that's machmer by gram kibui? Rav Yosef. So you can't say that Rav Yosef, that we should reverse the shittas in our Mishnah. El al oilam loy tepech. What you should do is don't reverse anything. And the way to learn the brisa is the kula is the whole brisa Rav Yosef. It's going according to Rav Yosef. The chesuri mechzer v'akutani. This is how you have to learn pshat in the brisa. Ois mechitza v'kelen rikonim ubnum leim shein da'akon l'shtaber. You allow to use either full or empty utensils. They will not burst because of the fire. Which are those type of kalim? Kli matchis, the kli kvar sichin, the kli kvar chananya. Nami ein dakim shtaber. They're all in the category of kalim that will not break because of fire. Shav yosi oimer, af kli kvar sichin, kli kvar chananya, ein dakim shtaber. But Reb Yosi is the machma, meaning the Tanakama holds gram kibu is mutter, so you're allowed to use any type of keli. Reb Yosi holds that gram kibu is osur, but when it's not for sure that's going to break, then he'll be mekel. And this brisa, Reb Yosi is enumerating which kelim fall into that category.